a 360-degree view on sports.
On the line, joined by Aris Alberti, who's a scout and organizer of Soccer Dream. Also, Sandile Ngozwana, his Go and Fun Energy Drink director. We'll talk to Sandile, but let's start with Aris first. Aris, been a while. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Thank you for making time. And the last time I was at your event, we were just putting everything together. The boys were really going through their paces. And I think we're just coming out of the hard lockdown. How did that go?
Now, obviously, as an impact, you know, in our program, but in football in general. But we're trying to respond, you know, with different solutions, and also we got a lot of commitment from the players during the lockdown, and they still had the possibility to train individually, you know, and trying to stay positive in this difficult time. It's been difficult, but we're very happy that we're back, and obviously, you know, we want to give other opportunities to players for the next international camp that is happening tomorrow.
Yeah. How did that the COVID situation affect your plans? I mean, did you manage to bring other scouts to come and look at the talent as you would on a normal day?
No, not really. You know, I think this difficult situation, they help you to become more creative in finding solution. And obviously, with the fact that the scouts, they couldn't travel, you know, we implemented, obviously, the live technology. So we have recorded the games, and even during this camp, we're recording the games. We have a pool of scouts, obviously, sitting in Italy, you know, to analyze the games and the players. So the most important thing is that we're still able, you know, to produce high-quality results, you know, even though has been challenging, and you know, and the human presence obviously is always more appreciated, but people understand the difficult situation, and they support obviously also new way, you know, to do football in a way, as many teams all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, starting tomorrow, of course, is going down again. What can we expect? Tell us more.
No, we have 5 days, obviously, with players between 16 and 21. And then, obviously, we also have a junior group from 12 till 15. They're going to start on the 3rd of April. We do this project in the 5 days because we're feeling we need to, obviously, address the players in every single aspect of their football. And it's very important also to analyze the mental part of the players because we're trying to give opportunities to this player to go overseas. So the mental aspect, especially when you go to a foreign country, is very important, you know, the level of your adaptability and also your strengths, you know, because if you really want to take your career to the next level, you know, mentally you need to prepare to overcome situation. And when you go overseas in a new country, new language, new culture, and other elements, you need to be very self-centered and have a good support system that obviously allowed you to go through a difficult time.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a very good example of what you're saying is Dino Ndlovu himself, who is more like an ambassador for you guys. Dino has shown how you can go to a country like China under very difficult circumstances, but be able to have that mental strength to make it. How was it? What impact did he make on these young ones when they saw him there, asked him questions, interacted with him?
No, obviously Dino Ndlovu is a role model for many players, and also, you know, his career speaks for itself in terms of his achievement. You know, he's the top goal scorer for his team. He's young, you know, all time goal scorer, by the way, and Dino built his career obviously through also, especially besides his talent, also his mental strength, and obviously be able to still perform and not having, obviously, the support system, you know, that we have at home. But as I said, Dino is the right example to show to players that if you want, it's possible, but you need to be strong. For example, you mentioned the lockdown in China, and Dino has to play in difficult condition. He couldn't travel. And there are many players, even Miranda from AC Milan defender, sorry, Inter Milan, that he had a breakdown. He had to leave China, you know, because he was far from the family. And I think those kind of situation and moments, they really define, you know, the athletes all way around. They're not just on the field, you know. So for Dino, obviously, you know, he knew the importance of being in that environment. And as I said, the players are very excited when they see him and they can ask questions about how did he get to that level. And they always have words of encouragement to the youth. So that is a good partnership.
Yeah. And finally, for you, Aris, talk to us about how important it is to have Go and Fun energy drink as one of your supporters, you know, of this event.
No, obviously, keeping the players hydrated, especially in this difficult moment where you mentioned during the lockdown they couldn't train, you know, how they wanted. Having a support partner like Going Fun and having Mr. Sandile on our side, they really help us a lot during the session and also allow the players to storage enough energy, you know, in difficult moments when they're feeling fatigued and also in the recovery side, because all the players, they get obviously the isotonic drinks, energy drink after the session in order to recover for the next training. So, you know, those little details, I think they sometimes we take it for granted, but they really play a huge role when you're trying, you know, to play at the top level. You have to keep yourself hydrated and keep yourself as fit as possible, and the recovery is number one priority. You know, we're always preaching that through the coaches and also through the Go and Fun team. And players, I really appreciate that because they understand and they feel for themselves that, you know, even a 5% more in terms of their performance can make a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thank you so much for that, Aris. Let me welcome Bob Sandile on the line. Sandile, good morning
thank
still. Welcome. Talk to us first about Go and Fun energy drink. When did this start? What is it all about?
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on the show. Go and Fun is a brand of energy and sport drinks that are made of only natural ingredients. So they are made of natural extracts. They contain no preservatives, no additives. So it's really a healthy alternative to what is out there. And it started in around 2017 when we decided to, with my partner, that we wanted to go into the market. But we didn't want to go with the normal, you know, most people go at the bottom with, they compete on price and stuff, but we wanted something more unique. Hence, we put out word with our partners all over that we wanted something. And eventually it came out of Italy where some of the partners were meeting there at the company. And they fortuitously discovered that that company had just gotten into a relationship with the makers of Go and Fun, which is Herba Vita.
Yeah.
So then we went, we negotiated with Herba Vita the license agreement and everything, and then we came back. So 2018, in around August, that's when our first production, we are producing down here in Maritzburg. So our first production was done around July 2018, and then in August we started in the first Fresh Stop Caltex garage.
Nice. How did you discover Soccer Dream, and how did you get involved with them?
It was really one of the involved parties in Soccer Dream got in touch with us. I think he came across the product somewhere in the market somewhere. Then we had a discussion, and they came with Aris, and you know, we started to talk, and we realized that, you know, we liked what they were doing. Of course, there's a little bit of a propensity to like Aris because he's Italian and the product has got a pedigree of Italy, so we could talk about common things as well. But all the biggest thing was, we really liked what they were doing, and we are also obviously looking to get the brand out there, especially the sports drink with the sports people and the youth.
Yeah.
You know, they are there on social media and everything. So we found it an opportunity for us to contribute and also to get ourselves out there.
Mm. There are so many energy drinks out there, Butsandile. What is unique about yours, and how are you competing in the space where people need to understand that you are indeed an energy drink, you are good for hydration, and you are good for young sport people?
Look, in terms of our product, as I said, Go and Fun products are made only of natural extracts. So they contain no chemical additives or preservatives. So the products are pasteurized. So instead of going into the laboratory and mixing some flavors and stuff like that, we go to the orchard, we harvest, we harvest fruits, passion fruit, lime, guarana, yerba mate, and we do that, and we extract those extracts. We get our caffeine from green tea, we get it from guarana, we get it from yerba mate. Incidentally, yerba mate is actually now, I was doing research recently, because South America is a South American Argentinian plant, which whenever I watch European soccer or overseas soccer, you see this. South American players are normally drinking something out of a small gourd and a steel straw. That is yerba mate. So that is one of the ingredients that we are using it's being used in Go and Fun. It's natural extract, very good. Not anything in the chemical space. So we are all natural. We are unique. The taste is very good. People who have tasted Go and Fun will tell you it does not taste like an energy drink, because I think one of the key reasons being that because it's all natural extract, it's very smooth on the palate. There's no strong smell. There's no strong sharp taste. You know, it's like you're taking a normal fruit juice, basically.
Absolutely. Well, look, COVID has been very unkind to all of us. And I think for you, being such a young brand, you were hoping to do more. How did that affect your planning and some of the rollout activities that you might have had lined up, along with what you're doing for Soccer Dream, for instance?
Look, it has been quite devastating. We normally tend to look at COVID and the lockdown, and the biggest thing that we remember is the hard lockdown of 29 March to 1st May. Mm. We don't realize that one can say, when I look at it, it was only until September that really we came out as a country. And one forgets consumer confidence, which is still very low. So people are not moving, people are not buying. It has affected us quite badly. You know, you have stock sometimes, you have stock in the warehouses, which you need to sell, and you are worried about it, and people are not buying. So with Soccer Dream, it's a commitment that we made from the time when we left the last camp, because we saw the results. The social media chatter was amazing, and so we had already made the commitment. So it fits in with all the bigger plans, much as we have obviously lost a lot of momentum. As a young brand, you need momentum. We had to let people go. And I remember when we let them go, there was a general feeling that, guys, around September, you guys will all come back, you know, only to realize now that we are still in COVID even today.
Wasn't that easy? Yeah, absolutely. Well, gentlemen, let me wish you luck. I know there's more that I want to do with you, and we're going to do some stuff with you. But for now, Aris, appreciate the time. Good luck for tomorrow. I'll try to swing by one of these 5 days and see how things are going. It's an exciting opportunity for young people, and I'm glad Butsandile found a spot there as well, and things can only get better from here. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
All right, there you go. That's Butsandile there. He's the director, more like the founder and creator of this amazing energy drink. They are part of Soccer Dream. It's happening from tomorrow. If your son, your daughter is into football, they want to go overseas, Soccer Dream hosting that event for 5 days. Scout and organizer Aris Alberti spoke to us earlier on before he spoke to the director of Go and Fun SA. That's the energy drink, Sandile Ngozwana.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio. Yo.